Company of One, episode number 95. Who you spend time with is who you become. Today we're going to talk about that subject and how do you change who you spend your time with.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Yeah, I've been encountering people a lot lately, trying to change their life and trying to improve things, trying to become better at their jobs, trying to start businesses, you know, sometimes trying to just become better people. And they're struggling and really struggling. I don't mean, you know, hey, I'm just kind of worried about this, but I mean, they're really sincerely struggling with, you know, how do you make this happen? How do you do this? Everything's easy. Advice is easy. Even the advice that we know in our own head is easy, but people don't seem to know what to do. So today we're going to deal with one of those subjects that kind of slapped me in the face the other day as I was reading some stuff, and I keep encountering this over and over. And who do you spend time with is who you become, and that statement that's been made by Jim Rohn and repeated by many others. And Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you hang around most. Your income is the average of the five people you hang around most. Your belief system is the average of the people you hang around most. Your language, the type of ways you speak, maybe even using foul language, is based upon the people you hang around most. And your view of work, your view of income, your happiness, oddly enough, is heavily impacted by the five people you hang around most. Now, whether it's five or 10 or two, it doesn't really matter, but you get the idea. So I'm going to deal with that today and some issues that not just that statement, but because that statement's easy, and I think we've heard it probably, many of you have heard it before, and at least you know it. I know biblically speaking, there's lots of Proverbs that talk towards that, and even some Psalms that talk to it. Well, there's a lot of stuff that talks toward that, but you know that it, you know, bad company corrupts the good. And we're not always just talking about bad people, though. We're talking about not the right people. But the question that's come up to me several times is, okay, that's great, Dale. What do you do? How do you change that? That's not that easy. This is easy to say, a lot harder to do. So I'm going to walk through some principles of how do you test, who do you want to be around, how do you know if it's right, who do you avoid being around just in general, and how do you change your bad influencer network to a good influencer network. And by the way, again, I'm not judging people. I'm not saying that, hey, people are bad. They're just terrible. They're evil. I'm just saying maybe they're bad for you. Maybe it's just you. So before we get into that, I'm going to repeat something I've said many times before. I'm coming up on the 100th episode. This is the 95th episode, so I'll be coming into 100 soon. I'm looking for something creative to do, but creative is not my strong suit. And I'm in a bit of a quandary myself, and many of you are, and it's not just about the 100th episode. I'm kind of looking for what's next myself, and that's, you know, you may think, well, that's great, Dale. That's wonderful that you're talking about that because, you know, you're supposed to be helping us, and that's why we listen, but we all get there. And I'm asking lots of people questions about what's next, you know, where is the, where's the path? Where am I going? What am I going to be doing? So I'm going to just blast it. Let me see if I can find where I asked this. I sent this out to multiple people the other day that are friends, that are confidants, if you will. And I'm going to just tell you, because I'm going to be just blatantly honest, this is where I am in some of this stuff. You know, and my issues are I've been working heavy in entrepreneurship, internet sales business, have lots of friends there, great friends there, and the right kind of friends, I will say. But something about that message is limiting to me. The fact is not everyone needs to quit their job, wants to quit their job, or go it alone. And many of those people, that's what they teach. Right, you should go quit your job and start a company and everything. And some people think that's what I teach, but that's not what I teach. I have lots of friends in the VC or in the venture capital, technology, venture world. I love this stuff, but it's not something I want to do. I relate best to helping people define a path and take action. So, you know, I'm kind of trying to see what's next. Now, obviously, I'm with the university, and we are exploring, even inside the university, we're exploring a couple of things that are changes, not because of me necessarily, but it seems to fit in, that we're exploring some changes, some things we might do to make some things better, maybe, to improve some things. But I'm sharing this that you would know that if you're feeling this way, you're not alone. I think we get there often. In my mastermind group, multiple people have gotten there in different times. The question I ask them is saying, knowing what you know about me, what do you think I should be doing next? Who is the main influencer, author, etc., that me and my message are like? Who is that person or that group of people? Who should I be working with? In terms of partners, you know, just friends, whatever, which is very relevant. So that's the reason I'm telling you about this today is I'm looking at some of this. Some of this comes to mind to me. So, by the way, I welcome any of your feedback because I'm going through that struggle. I'm going through that hike and through that journey that probably many of you are going through. I may be in a different spot than some of you, maybe not. But that's where I am. So it's awesome. It's great to hear your feedback on any of that. And it's great to thank you so much. I've got a coaching call today, and we'll see what happens with that. But we've got a coaching call going on today with somebody who's followed up on me, who's left the review on iTunes, and we're going to go and do a call and hopefully do something that's going to be very helpful. Here's the world of coaching, and I really hate the word coaching, but that's what we're dealing with. It's a win-win. Everybody wins. Everybody learns on coaching calls. Everybody learns on mastermind calls. So it's something awesome to do. Anyway, let me jump away and quit talking about me and start talking about you. You, who do you spend your time with? I bet if you just take a pencil and paper out, you know, can you write down the names? I mean, do that right now. Write down the names. If you're driving, don't do that right now. But if you're running, don't do that right now. Okay, so never mind. Think about the names. You know, you can see the names and the faces of who do you hang around most. Is it 2 people? Is it 5 people? Is it 10 people? So you're thinking, and I'm not just talking about your friends. I'm talking about where is the time invested. So it may be friends, but maybe you don't see your friends as much as you would like to. Maybe it's family, but you don't see them as much as you like to. So where do you spend a lot of your time? And a lot of you, that's going to be coworkers, people you work with, people you go to lunch with, people you hang out with, people that you have coffee with on breaks, people that you may get in the car and go to clients' offices together. People that you spend a lot of time with are probably coworkers of some sort. At least that's what many of you are finding. But who is it? Who is it? Maybe it's a friend. Maybe you're the kind of person who, you know, maybe you're not married and you have friends you hang out with, and every day you're hanging out with the same group of people. And you probably, if you're married and you've got kids, it's your family that becomes, you know, the center of attention. So, which is good in this case because you get to influence them. But the point is, let's think through who are these people? Because here's the danger. Well, here's the good and the bad. You influence them and they influence you. Like it or not, they influence you. Like it or not, you become like those people. So if you're sitting there thinking about those people you spend the most time with, and maybe it's a coworker, and you're thinking, man, he's just a jerk. But you know, that's who I, we're always, he's just in our group, and we're always hanging out with him. Well, that probably means you're becoming a jerk. I hate to just be blunt, but that's what's happening. I know, I've done it, been there, done that. You hang around with a person who's negative, who's, you know, always talking things like that person's just a suck up or he's a brown noser, and you're finding yourself, you know, you find yourself saying those kind of things because that's what you're consumed with. So those are the kind of things that you want to think about. Who do you hang around with? So let me just give you a couple of tests here real quick about what I would look for as a positive role model. Here's some tests. Just think about, get these people's names on paper and then think about these questions, because I think this helps me identify who do I want to hang around. Here they are. The child test. Next, so think about these people. What I want my kids, and even if you don't have any kids, what I want my kids at any age, at a 2-year-old to 20-year-old, whatever, what I want my kids to be with these people. What I want my kids to, you know, if especially let's think about a 6-year-old to an 18-year-old. What I want my kids to be hanging around these people, to be influenced by these people. Think about that. If the answer is yes, I would really push my kids to be hanging around these people, then you have a winner. If the answer is no, I don't like their language. No, I don't trust their judgment in television shows they may have on. No, I don't trust their judgment. Well, then you need to ask yourself why you are hanging around with them. Because the same influences are happening to you. You think you're stronger than you are. So that's what we would call the child test. That one has been very revealing to me, because some people I think that are, hey, these guys are fun, but I wouldn't bring them home. You know, these people are fun to hang out with, but I don't want them around the family because of so many reasons. Well, then I find out that you start acting like those people. So that's what we would call the child test. The second test I would call the encouragement test. You want to be around people who encourage you and motivate you. And by this, I don't mean every time you see them, they're complimenting you. Oh, you have such wonderful hair. Oh, I love your clothing. Oh, you're so smart. I don't mean people who just lie through their teeth that tell you some compliment. I mean, we know those people. But I mean people that when you walk away from them, when you leave them, you feel better and more empowered than when you first saw them. Just by their company and being around them, they inspire you to be a better you. It may not be anything they say. It may not be anything particular they do. But they inspire you. There's a friend of mine that I hang around, and anytime I would go to him and say something that may be kind of negative, you know, I'm really struggling with this, you know, he just changes the conversation. He says, well, you know, you just have so many choices. Isn't it great that you have choices? And he would just change the conversation on me. We're talking about the same problem. I'm talking about it in a problem. He's talking about it in an opportunity. And he's not some rah-rah kind of guy, you know, management consultant. He's just, that's how he thinks. And when you walk away from him, when I walk away from him, I'm like, yeah, that's the way to look at this kind of stuff. So I would call that the encouragement test. The third one is a model test. Are they living a life that you want to be living? Again, think about those people on your list. Something about them is admirable. It could be that they're successful in your business field. Could be that they're a better Christian than you are. Could be that they're better at something. Could be they're a better husband or wife than you are, and or a better mom or dad than you are. And you're looking at them saying, "Wow, I need to be around them to be just like them, but for them to encourage me in that model, to me see how that model works." Whatever it is, whatever they are modeling, something that you admire and want more of in your life. The fourth one is a reciprocity test. Now, this one's a little bit tricky, is no relationship is a one-way relationship. Well, until you're, and we'll talk about the predator relationships in just a minute. If you're just taking and taking and taking and taking from people, then you've got a problem in your relationship. Now, you may have some relationships like that. Maybe it's a mentor or it's a boss or something like that. But even then, you're looking for something where you can add value to people's lives. How can you add value back to them? It may not feel like a lot. It may not feel like there's a whole lot going on. It may feel like it may be subtle. You know, it may be just that they just enjoy your company. They enjoy talking to you. Maybe you encourage them. But you're looking for people that you can give something in return to. And it's a win-win kind of relationship. I hate the word win-win, but you know, that's what we call it. And that's what it is. So those four tests, it's the child test, the encouragement test, the model test, and the reciprocity test. You know, that's the what I look for. So look at your relationships. Are they those kind of relationships? Now, let me talk real quickly about who you should avoid. Now, this gets serious because I think when we look at some of those people that we're hanging around, some of these people are people we should avoid. And I'm gonna categorize them in a couple different ways. The first category is what I would call the bad influencers. And this group of people, by the way, can be full of fun and adventure. But in the end, they're destructive. And the two main things I see here is the drama queen, the person who's always in a drama. They need you. And they need you often in bad times. And oftentimes when they call, it's an exciting moment. Hey, this is great. We're going to go do this. Or their life is devastating. There's a lot of drama with these people. And oftentimes these are the people who are going to call you at night. These are the people who are going to show up late very often. And there's a drama story about that. So these people tend to be very negative, very draining, and they tend to have very low self-confidence and very low view of themselves. And therefore, they're going to make that you have that same thing. The second group in that is the deceiver. Now, I could call this just a liar, but deceit is something a little bit different. It's a little deeper level. But anyway, liar, the deceiver. A lot of time these people don't mean, and I don't mean the people who just tell you lies. Hey, you know, I mean, for instance, if I tell you I'm going to be there at 1 and I don't show up till 1:15, that's a lie. I mean, we all do that. I mean habitual twisters of the truth. And they deceive you. People who lie so often they begin to believe their own lies. These people are destructive. And sometimes we don't even see it. But what happens is they're just running around building up something that's not true. Here's one group of deceivers that I find that's bad influencers, and they're rampant in society, and it's the keeping up with the Joneses people. They are constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses. They deceive themselves into thinking money and power is power, and money is important, and money is the only important things. And they're bad influences. So their deceit is not necessarily an intentional deceit, but they're twisting truth. They don't even know truth often. So I would call that group the bad influencers. There's a second group here I would call, there's three groups here. The bad influencers, the predators. And let me tell you about what a predator is. They're a controller. And you really, really, really probably look at your list and think, do I have predators in my life? They're controllers. They will manipulate you into spending time with them through guilt. Now, I've seen this in some friends of friends. They hang out with people. And this is especially true when you see people dating. That you see one of the parties wants to control the other. They want to manipulate the time they're spending. They will pull their friend, they will pull their boyfriend or girlfriend away from their family. They will they'll want to dominate you and your time, even if you're at a party and around others. And here's a key sign, and you everybody else spots it, you don't see it. When somebody's asking you questions and say, I'll be asking you a question about your job, and your boyfriend or girlfriend or your predator who's hanging out with you, who's your friend, starts to answer the questions for you. And I'm asking questions about you. And you look up and you realize you're entangled in every part of their life, and they're entangled in every part of your life. They're oftentimes controlling you. If you're out with another friend, it makes them insane. They start texting you, emailing you, calling you, whatever. They're very controlling. Run from those kind of people. And you're going to have to, because they're going to chase you, by the way. And related to that is they use you. People who are all about them, they act like friends as long as they need something, but then they disappear and they head into something again. So it's a little opposite from typical controlling predator, but they're just somebody who just uses you. They'll call you up and like, hey, best buddies, and we haven't talked for, you know, some time, and then they need you to come off and do something, and you like, we're getting together and reconnecting, and then they disappear. Look, we got all those people. We got those people in our families, right? But the third group here, we got the bad influencers, the predators, and then just what I would call the negative souls. People who are not so bad, they're just negative. They talk bad about people. They oftentimes in a nice way. I see this a lot in the Christian community. People are gossipers, and they gossip in prayer request. We need to pray for him because, you know, him and his wife are having trouble. We need to pray for the boss because he's just really a jerk. You know, and it's just and they're just negative. They're just negative. Very, 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 very likely you are having lunch with them today. They're probably people who are working with you at the office, and you, when you go to the office and you go to work and you go to lunch and you go to lunch with these people and you realize all you're talking about is work, and a lot of it is in a negative way, and you come back from lunch somewhat drained and ticked off at the boss and ticked off at the company and ticked off at coworkers, well, you're hanging around negative souls. All right, so all that's great. Great, Dale. What do you do? So let me just say, this is kind of what we've done to help people change their bad influencer network. Number one, admit you cannot change these people. Now, again, this is probably more rampant in boyfriend girlfriend relationships or dating relationships, but and women are probably more keen to this than men. Our first mistake is to think we can change someone. We will say things, or you will hear things like, he or she is really wonderful if they could only, she's a really good person, just a little confused, or he just needs to get away from his parents, his friends, his hometown, then he will be okay. He's really trying to change. It just takes time. You know, when you start finding yourself saying things like that, justifying bad behavior, or thinking, and it's not necessarily even bad behavior, it's just not the behavior you want. If you're finding yourself to do these things, then you might actually be their problem. But either way, you have to take action to change you, not them. This is one of the biggest mistakes I see in negative friendships and negative relationships. There is a wonderful book out, and I'll put the post in the link to the book, and it's called Necessary Endings: When You Must End Relationships. And that sounds pretty cold and cruel, but that's just the way it is. There's some things you just need to end. So that's the first thing, is you got to admit you cannot change. Now, what do you do about that, though? Because let me just tell you, the reality is when you're trying to change friendships and you're so embedded, you might find that you find yourself alone, which is hard, right? I'm going to go home and I'm going to be alone because my friend's not going to be there because I'm trying to drive them away, or I'm going to go to a coffee shop alone. Well, now I feel alone. And is that worse than being with this negative friend? Sometimes it feels worse. So this is not an easy fix. So what do? You add in the good people. And the best way to get away from the wrong people is to replace them with the right people. Get involved in something else. Go where the people who you want to be are going. I think the classic here is men and women who are hanging out in bars hoping to meet Mr. and Mrs. Right. You know, we see that and we laugh about that, but what about the people who are trying to be successful in business, or I'm trying to grow and get promoted and I'm hanging out with people at my level who are very negative? Why am I not hanging out with people who are already promoted? Why am I not hanging out with people who already have more wealth and success? Why am I not hanging out with people who have better marriages than I do? Why am I not hanging out with these people? You have to add in some good. You have to get involved in something. I mean, one of the things that I've done just recently to somewhat force this with myself is just getting involved in some, going to Bible studies, getting up early in the morning and going to a Bible study where there's just some positive people around, that there's good people, not perfect people, not even good people, I guess, but you know, they're not destructive. And what we talk about in that center, in that group, is very positive and very uplifting. My mastermind group, I just cannot tell you, that replaces massive amount. Even though we only meet technically for once a week, but we talk all week long, that replaces a massive amount of bad stuff. So those two things will help you. You just have to look at your friend. First of all, you've got to look at the people who are around you. You've got to evaluate them correctly. You've got to say, this person's got to go. Sounds cold, right? This person has got to go. You've got to admit you can't change them. You can't make them into something else. You can't keep them at arm's length. You just have to get rid of them. It's like the drunk who goes to AA, the alcoholic. One of the very first things they teach people to do is change their friends. You've got to. It's hard. So how do you do that? You add in the good people. You add in, and by good, I mean you add in the people who are doing what you want to be doing. So here's just some thoughts that I wanted to share with you. Hey, if you're struggling with this, I get it. If this is something that you're dealing with, I get it. One of the clear things to do is have a set of goals, to know clearly what you want to do, and then look at the people. So if you look on one sheet of paper, here's the goals, here's the five or six things I want to accomplish in my life, in the year, in this next few months, whatever it is. Here's the people I'm hanging with. How are these people helping me get where I want to be? And you're going to find there's a lot of us, many of us, to have people we need to change in our life. It's tough. It's hard work. But if it was easy, everyone would do it, right? That we always hear. So be glad to, looking forward to your feedback. You can find the notes to this at dalecallahan.com/95. Again, I really, really covet your reviews on iTunes. If you want to do a review, I'll still offer this because, oddly enough, not many people are taking me up on that. Submit me a review on iTunes and we'll do some free coaching time or just talking through some stuff. And I'll send you a link to that. But what you got to do, submit me a link on iTunes or submit me a review on iTunes. Send me an email that says, hey, I did that, and here's the country I'm in, if you're not in the United States, and your username. So otherwise, I can't. In iTunes, you can't tell who's done it. All right, so wishing all of you a wonderful week, and we'll be back here with you next time.